Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners, CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best to know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell us who you are, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm Vernon Brocky, and I'm a business strategist that helps companies and business owners advance their business through growth strategies.
Love it, Vernon. Question number two, what's the best thing about working with other businesses?
It's fun to get to know the owners and to get to know their businesses and understand the challenges that they face and helping solve those challenges.
Absolutely. Question number three, what is the biggest challenge your business is facing in today's world?
Well, I think it's a big challenge no matter what time you're in, but trying to get into a digital world, trying to do virtual meetings on a regular basis, you know, in good times and in bad times. And I think that, allows you to continue your business and also create another method of speaking with your client and working with them.
Absolutely. One of the benefits of doing virtual meetings like what we're doing right now is no matter what's happening in the world, unless internet's down, we can still do them.
That's right.
We
got to rely on that internet.
Absolutely. Question number four. So what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry like yourself that you think would be a great guest for the On Fire B2B podcast?
Ari Galper would be a great, he's the head of the Trusted Authority and Unlock the Game, which is a sales methodology that I think everybody can learn from in today's world.
I will look them up when we're done here. You're ahead of schedule because you have 7 minutes and 18 seconds left. So let's get to question number five. And what advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry?
Well, one of the things that I've been passionate about for a long time is that I think the ABC, always be closing kind of mentality of salespeople, I think is a little worn out. And I think that folks need to get to a more trusted kind of relationship where it's more born on the ability to communicate with one another, find out the different kind of needs and digging deep into the relationship to understand and listen. I think that there were two things that I learned early on from an article I read in Harvard Business Review. The two most important aspects of successful salespeople is that they have two attributes, and those two attributes are drive and empathy. If you're too driven, which I think a lot of sales folks are, they irritate the client and they build mistrust. I think with empathy on the other end, then they put themselves in the shoes of the other people and they're asking questions and listening. By getting the good balance on both of those, you're able to move forward with a client with solving their issues that they need to provide you once you've discovered what they are.
Absolutely. I think the combination of empathy and determination is a very important combination there. So what are some of your secrets to mastering large sale opportunities?
Well, one of the things is, again, going back to asking questions and understanding, seeking to be understood, understand the client before you start telling them what you can do. The more that it's about you, them, and not about you, the more that they'll tell you how to provide a solution for them, which will ultimately lead to a good relationship and a business relationship that will lead to business. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying I completely agree with you. And kind of like what I tell my clients there is keep the portfolio, in the quotation marks, the portfolio closed until the person asks you to open it up. And so asking them, if you ask the right questions and have the good conversation, they're going to ask you, well, I want to know more about what you do instead of you basically barking on them. So 100% agree with you.
Correct. What can you do for me is the best question that a client can ask you.
Exactly. Let's get to question number six. Vernon, this is the most important question of the podcast. I need you to focus on this one. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Okay, the first sale, I was with a computer company, and we had to, in those days, actually create our own software. And I had created the software on a large computer, brought it down to a small computer, was ready to demonstrate it. And the computer, when we put the information into the computer through paper tape, which is old, it actually wiped out the memory. So I had to backtrack real quick and kind of help the client understand what the process was through and what we did and how we would correct that. And then ultimately, because of the trust factor that we built, we actually did move forward with the sale.
Awesome. I love that story there. And again, you did kind of date yourself when you talked about paper trail.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, just a little bit there. So Vernon, you now have 3 minutes and 26 seconds left. This is promo time. Ask me a question, talk about the weather, or sense the best and want to be concise and want to end. We end early. Go.
Yeah, so the weather's fine. I just published a book called Mastering Large Sales Opportunities, and it really reveals a lot of the blind spots that salespeople and sales managers aren't aware of when they go into a large sale. You might be able to provide solutions for small transactional sales, but in order to be able to get large ticket sales, high ticket sales, you need to be able to get behind the curtain, so to speak, and understand who's in the organization, who are the people that influence that decision. Did you talk to the accounting department? Did you talk to the purchasing department? Did you know that the head of purchasing is the golf partner of the individual that makes the decision? Have you talked to marketing? So trying to navigate your way around, not leaving things behind, understanding what the challenges are for the client, and then being able to provide that solution. So there's a free book that I will send you if you go to winlargeaccountsgroup.com, www.winlargeaccountsgroup.com, and I will send you a book and hopefully look for you to book a complimentary $1,500 discussion.
Love it. And here's the great thing. You don't need to spill out your website because it's already in the description.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome there. I always find it funny when people say they want to spell out the website. It's in the description. If they want to find it, they'll go there because no one's going to remember. You'll pause the podcast and listen and type it out. That's just not going to happen there. So, Vernon, we do have 1 minute and 20 seconds left. Anything else you want to add? Or again, we can end early and that's okay.
I would say that it's good to network with people. I think it's good to, look at the email, look at texting. Is a good way of getting in touch with clients today. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good way of, if somebody isn't returning calls or returning voicemails, look for other ways to get in touch with them, but don't be a pest.
Absolutely. You pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Say your website one more time.
Winlargeaccountsgroup.com.
Already in the description right there. So there we go. Vernon, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. Appreciate everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.